New to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is your place for honest answers.
Naturally Savvy.
With registered holistic nutritionist, Andrea Donsky.
And health journalist, Lisa Davis.
I'm so glad you're listening to Naturally Savvy. This is Lisa Davis. Today, I'm interviewing my wonderful co-host, Andrea Donsky, and her wonderful co-host, Bryce Wild. I am so excited. Hey, guys.
Hey, Lisa.
Hey, how are you? Great to be on the show.
Oh, it's so great to have you guys on. Okay, so first of all, Andrea, you're banjo playing rocks. That video cracked me up. If people don't know what I'm talking about, you need to go right after this interview to facebook.com/Andrea and Bryce, B-R-Y-C-E, / That was the digestive aid complex. You guys are doing these health videos, which are incredible. They're funny. They're informative. They're engaging. You have kick-ass graphics. I need to know, how did you two lovely people come together? Andrea, tell us about the meeting of, and by the way, you're both incredibly gorgeous, so it's very easy to watch these videos.
Aww,
you're incredibly
sweet.
Thank you, hon. All right, so basically, Bryce and I, oh my gosh, well, Bryce had his own TV show for many years, about 7 years, and I was a guest on his show, kind of like how I met you, Lisa. He invited me on his show, yeah. And then Bryce and I became friends, and through that, we just, you know, I approached him, I don't know, I kind of begged him, maybe he could, he'll laugh and maybe say I didn't beg him, but I begged him to do a show with me because I've been wanting to do a show on healthy living for a long time. And it just worked out. The timing worked out and he obliged, which I was very blessed and very happy about.
Oh, I am so glad. Well, you two are wonderful together. I love the one where you're throwing, I think it's olives back and forth to each other. Good catches, by the way. My God. But you really, I mean, you're talking about all the stuff that people need to know about. And like I said, you do it in such an engaging manner. I am blown away by the number of folks that are watching these in such a short amount of time. You guys are magic. Bryce, what do you think is the key? Because you're really drawing people in.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for such kind reverence and kudos. Listen, I think it's about synergy. I think Andrea and I have got what it takes to be genuinely, and interpersonally connected insofar as our desire to reach and teach the masses. I think we also have open ears. I think what we're doing is listening to what people want to hear more about, leveraging technology in a way that we're able to access the masses and really understand in a meaningful way that these individuals are out there wanting to know more about their health. Answers to questions that, frankly, unfortunately, a very disease-based model in North America, a disease-focused model, which is still very much, how our doctors and healthcare providers approach health. So within that context, understanding that individuals want to not just live longer, but live healthier longer. We call this health span. So assessing and addressing those issues, just keeping an open ear and giving people more of what they want and in terms of self-empowerment, diet, nutrition, supplementation, lifestyle.
That's fabulous. Now, I'm curious, do you guys do the research together, Andrea? How does that work? Because there's a lot of great facts that go into these videos.
Well, I think it's a combination of, first of all, our experience, and Bryce and I both bring very different but yet similar knowledge to the table. Bryce can fill you in on what he is and what his credentials are, but I'm a holistic nutritionist,
definitely,
as our wonderful listeners probably already know if you've been listening to Naturally Savvy Radio over the last couple of years. And I think a lot of it comes from knowledge and the fact that I just love what I do and love learning all the time. And the videos themselves, I will give Bryce full credit for the entertainment value of the videos. That is all him. He's really funny. And as you can see, we want to create a bloopers reel because I think I laugh more than we're serious on camera.
Oh my gosh. I have to see that. I absolutely have to see that. Well, Bryce, tell us a little bit about your background in the health world.
Well, first of all, I won't take all the credit at all. I didn't know I was as funny as I appear to be until we actually got to producing and shooting these videos. So thank you, Andy, for being that who cracks up on my whim and perhaps lack of wit. My specialty is within the area of functional medicine. I've been longtime revered as the alternative medicine expert. That which Dr. Oz took liberty to coin me long ago. I sit on the medical advisory board for the Dr. Oz show, and I've joined him on air over 25 times over the years. But I don't love the name alternative is no longer really what suits. I mean, 20 years ago when I entered clinical practice, that may have been the way. So this is an alternative to conventional. But then that quickly got replaced by the term PAM, which is complementary alternative medicine. And then we quickly evolved out of that to incorporate the term functional medicine, which really just means leveraging the best of East and West, all forms of medicine in context of a given, you know, disease disorder and or application toward prevention. So what this means is really just what is best medicine. So not discounting alternative or conventional, but also, you know, considering the blend of the two. And that's what I practice. I leverage laboratory technology, best, you know, in-class science, ancient remedies, as well as new nutraceutics, those things that come from foods, antioxidants, vitamins and minerals, and, you know, even in some cases, different formats like intravenous therapies or oral, the application, of course, of lifestyle as well. And all of that in order to, you know, no miracle medicine either. This is just getting the body to do what it does already on its own, but even better. And so that's what I'm in practice for. And I love my practice and I love my patients. I will never leave it. I tend to be less in practice these days in terms of, you know, hours applied to individual cases because I'm off gallivanting around doing projects with Andrea. And my justification for that, by the way, is really just simply to be able to reach the masses. And that's what this is about, sharing with, you know, this information with as many people as possible.
Right. Well, thank goodness.
Yeah, and I think what I love about Bryce too, Lisa, is that he's based on science, like he was saying. So one of, you know, we've had comments on our Facebook page and people are saying, you know, please, you know, talk about this, you know, base it on facts. Don't just base it on, you know, things that are in your head. And that is what Bryce is all about. And I am as well, is not, I mean, sometimes it's, you know, we have some anecdotal stuff. Like Bryce and I like to laugh. I love to do oil pulling. And Lisa, you probably love doing it too with coconut oil. And
yeah, definitely.
Show me the science behind it, please. So, you know, we kind of, you know, we always agree. We definitely have our, you know, disagreements. But for the most part, it's what's really fun is that the information that's being presented is really based on science.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, you know, I got to get back to these graphics. So I'm watching, I watched the one on osteoarthritis and joint issues, and the, you have this amazing model of a knee, you know, and it's this wonderful graphic where you're like, wow, okay, I really see what's going on with my joints. And I love how in-depth it is. I love the fun. Like I mentioned, the 10 banjo playing and the vitamin D where your shirt is just glowing like the sun and all these things, they just capture you. They're real. I have to be honest. I am really jealous because you guys, you're doing exactly what I would like to do. But I'm thrilled that you guys are doing it because you're doing a kick-ass job. I think I've said kick-ass twice today. I'm just so impressed with you guys and your work. What's it like in terms of deciding on topics, Andrea? Do you guys make like a big list and then decide which ones you need to do more research on and which ones you're ready? Like, how does that work? Take us behind the scenes.
Well, for the videos, yeah, sure. So for the videos themselves, yeah. We really went to companies to help us make it happen. So a lot of the topics were based on products that the companies had, and these are partners with you know, that were able to make it happen in a very short amount of time, which is very exciting. But for the show itself, which will launch in 2019, it really is going to come down to what everybody who's watching it wants. We're asking our audience to tell us what they want us to talk about. We're crowdsourcing the topics because at the end of the day, we want to help people, like Bryce said. So we want to make sure that we're giving people what they want to hear about.
So the show, is it going to be beyond these videos, Bryce? Is that what's happening? Like this is a sort of a predecessor to something bigger?
Yeah, I would consider maybe review this as a, you know, a Kickstarter for topics of conversation. This is just sort of what we've, you know, through aggregate data and asking the question, what do you want to know more about, have come to the conclusion perhaps in the vein of a top 40 is what people, you know, initially those for which, you know, Andrea's alluded to, we sort of crowdsource outreach too. But then, of course, as these numbers grow and our followers grow, we imagine, you know, that there will be all kinds of new topics and or even varieties of current topics or subjects of current topics that folks want to know or learn more about. And frankly, for which, again, we are going to satisfy them by doing a deep dive into those topics. And then, you know, within the various auspices where we might live, whether it's Facebook or YouTube, we want to engage them through conversations via the commentary that's available to be able to post there as well. And And again, just continue to snowball rolling in conversation and address from a scientific perspective as possible any and all of these given topics. We want to be that, you know, that source where people feel comfortable to share in a community-like fashion with us what they want to know more about as it pertains to healthy living and wellness. And frankly, our end objective, this is our MO, is to, you know, make people, happier and healthier. I mean, to create what we call health span. So it's all about living longer. Of course, we want to live longer. Centenarians are more and more among us this day and age on this planet. So we know we're able to live longer, but living longer well, this is health span. That's more important than the age that you get to. It's the quality of life that you're able to experience during that time here on Earth.
Yeah, so well said, Bryce. And I think the key too, Lisa, which you had said and alluded to several times, is it's about also making it fun. You know, some of the comments that we get is that, you know, I mean, especially healthy living, right? It could be very serious, and it is very serious in many instances. But what we're trying to do is make it, you know, make us approachable, but also have fun doing it, not taking ourselves so seriously. And of course, addressing, you know, there are certain things that do require more serious, you know, that are more serious topics. But at the end of the day, having fun doing it and, you know, and laughing about certain things, right? Gas and bloating. I mean, there's a great video of Bryce. We call it Bloated Bryce.
It's really,
you know,
funny.
Video with the Mind Gut Connection where Bryce is like, you know, Bloated Bryce. So it's laughing at ourselves. Yes, we all have gas, even though Bryce says he doesn't in that video. We all know.
Oh,
that
come
we
on,
have
Bryce.
Gas,
please. Please.
You know, oh, no,
we're like the gas house here. Hey, if you have something for dogs and gas, please send it to me. My dog Blue could kill you with his gas. It is so bad.
I'm now on record, you know, having been outed for a contribution of CO2 emissions in this world.
All right. All right. So let's talk. I want to talk about something that everyone's always talking about. And I think there's still some confusion because I notice it comes up in a number of your videos because inflammation is such a big thing. Bryce, clear this up for people. What exactly is inflammation and why is it harmful for you?
Well, frankly, when we reach homeostasis, and that is cellular balance, and that's where everyone wants to be, that's as healthy as you can possibly be. That's inherent to all of us, our ability to achieve homeostasis and balance. That's the tabulation, that's the board, within our proverbial sort of tabulation sheet within our bodies that's constantly being checked and tried. We try to keep this in balance, you know, via lifestyle and diet and exercise and so forth, but it's not always. And so too much inflammation is not a good thing. Too little isn't either. People revere inflammation too often as negative or evil, and that's just because in this day and age, we are often with too much of it circulating our system. But, you know, in the case of viruses or bacteria or any sort of infection, or fungal, yeast, otherwise, we need inflammation to signal our immune system into action, but just enough and not for very long. Whether it's an injury, we scrape ourselves or bruise ourselves, we need inflammation in order to call the healing troops in. So inflammation is actually necessary and purposeful, but when it is too high for too long a period of time, then chronic disease ensues. And those are all the diseases for which we've become accustomed to, you know, unfortunately knowing too much about, such as you just mentioned a couple of minutes ago, osteoarthritis. So whether it's osteoid arthritis, anything with itis, by the way, ITIS, anything with itis in the name means inflammation. And unfortunately, that's sort of a confused immune system, where now in these instances, our immune systems are attacking our own tissue. So we want to turn down that dial on inflammation in these scenarios of chronicities. Andrea and I have got all kinds of tips and tricks in order to be able to do that. One of our favorites, we agree on this one, certainly, whether we may not agree on things like oil pulling, we certainly agree on things like the use of certain types, highly absorbed, bioavailable curcumin, which is an extract of turmeric. Mm-hmm. This is, by the way, the reason why epidemiologists believe that the East, and certainly in Eastern India, don't experience the same levels of osteoarthritis and osteoporosis, or rheumatoid arthritis as we do here in the West. And that's because they include things like curry and coriander and turmeric, which includes that really powerful bioavailable ingredient called curcumin, which drives down chronic inflammation. So inflammation, in summary, full circle, is definitely necessary in small amounts in acute scenarios. This is the body's natural defense system and or call to action for healing. But when it's long and high, becomes chronic, that's no good. That's everything from heart disease to dementia. to autoimmune, as I just mentioned, really a laundry list, frankly, at the cellular level, the cause of all disease.
Now, Andrea, I'm wondering if you're going to have any guests, because there's this really awesome book that's coming out called Clean Eating, Dirty Sex. I heard it's really funny. Well, actually, I wrote it. It is really funny and it's really great. And it's all science-based. We're not talking about aphrodisiacs. We're talking about real science-based foods that have the flavonoids, the nitric oxide, the, you know, quercetin, or I'm not good at pronouncing things. Andrea knows that. But I'm curious, are you going to be having guests? Thank you.
Yeah. So part of the model is that we will have guests for sure. We're going to have guests and guests in the healthy expert arena to be able to answer questions. I mean, Bryce and I obviously have a lot of knowledge, but of course you want to go to the experts in the field of what their expertise is.
Oh, that is great. Because that inflammation affects your sex drive as well. When you have those, you know, your arteries are all inflamed, that's not really good. And that's going to, you know, lead to the atherosclerosis. I really have to practice saying things. Now, you guys must laugh a ton. I know you mentioned that already. It must take a long time to do the videos, right? Because you guys must crack each other up. Bryce, do you find that sometimes it's like, okay, we got to hold it together?
Oh, there's no question.
I would say that.
Thank you for
I think I probably crack up more than him because he makes me laugh more. But yeah, no, we definitely have a good time doing it. And like you said, it's about having fun. And because if you don't have fun, that's also like laughing, by the way, and belly laughing is also important for boosting immunity. And, you know, you want to boost that immune system, watch a funny movie, right? We just did a video. It's going to be released very shortly on ways that we can help with stress and stress relief. And laughing is one of them, right?
Fun.
Meditation, deep breathing is another one. So yes, I think that, you know, to kind of make it easy for people to understand is we follow our own advice, I guess is the way to say that, right? Is just, you know, enjoying life, trying to, you know, do the best that you can while helping others in the meantime, which is important.
Oh, that's great. Now,
you know,
Bryce, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, laughter is one of, I'm joining you guys from Mexico here, so I apologize on the delay. But laughter is one of those things, you know, you don't want to over-validate or, you know, apply science to where there's sort of almost no need to apply it, because we all experience a very visceral response when we laugh. We feel better from it. We seek it out through comedy and of course, things like games, you know, which is what, you know, human culture often, you know, integrates in various societal settings. So we know it's good for us. But if we do want to entertain the idea of the scientific component of it, really what we're doing is we're massaging our vagus nerve, you know, cranial nerve number 10. We've got to do that more often. So just that belly laughter, that deep diaphragmatic breath in, and that sort of visceral rhythmic response upon laughter, whatever type of laughter you may emit, you are massaging this vagus nerve, which in Latin means traveler's nerve. And that goes sort of through all of our visceral organs. And when you stimulate it, you release a crap load of dopamine, a feel-good response, right? There's other ways to do this, by the way. And one of our favorites, and we talk a little bit about it, in some upcoming videos, is contrast showering. Or frankly, if you don't have the time for that, which means going very hot and very cold for a few cycles, in particular, applying that shower water on your chest, so hot for a minute, cold for a minute, and vice versa, times four. You can also splash water on your face. That's another way to stimulate the vagus nerve, or even just do focused, deep, diaphragmatic breath. The more we do this, the more we're telling our brain everything is going to be okay. In this modern age, as Andrea mentioned, of high stress, stress being the number one North American white silent killer contributing to things like, Lisa, you just described, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, obesity, and even the big C, which is cancer, we got to remember and remind ourselves, even put it into our calendar, take a minute to laugh, take a minute to breathe, take a minute to splash cold water on your face and gain context. Things aren't as serious as they seem.
Oh, that is such good advice. And by the way, Bryce, you are quite the fire breather in your heartburn acid reflux video. I mean, the graphics are really well done. They really are. They're so much fun. Bryce, is there anything you wanted to add before we have to say goodbye? But you're always welcome here, of course.
I just want to know where, Lisa, you've been all our lives. We
I know. Why haven't we gotten together?
Whenever I need a pick me up or feel good, I'm just going to give you a shout. We'll do a radio interview. you know, when it comes to the graphic, and thank you, when it comes to, like, you know, credit's due where credit's due. We have a wonderful graphics guy, Adrian Attitui. We work with the Attitui family. We've been in the television industry for a very long time, whether we need an ENG cameraman or, you know, somebody to follow us wherever we might be, in front of a green screen or live on location somewhere. We have the best in the business, editors, videographers, and directors. So we're lucky. We're very lucky.
Yeah.
Now, Andrea, I just want to ask quickly, because we have to go in a couple of minutes. What's it like working with the green screen? I've never done that, because you have to like pretend to be throwing those grapes to each other, or pretend to be, you know, playing the banjo or having the fire breathing or having the bloating and all that. What is that like?
Oh, it was really fun. So, I mean, you're basically, yeah, you're totally pretending. So throwing the olives, like literally you're just like,
yeah,
here.
And, that's what
and
I mean.
Like
the
I
olives,
said, that was all Bryce's ideas in terms of, you know, kind of thinking ahead in terms of what to do and playing the banjo. And that's why our editor is unbelievable, because he was able to insert those graphics in post and editing to make it look like we had it live. So it was really fun. And doing a green screen is, it's really fun and easy, as long as you have that fourth, you know, that you're thinking ahead, right, in terms of how you want to do it.
Right. Well, I'm so excited for 2019. So many great things coming from you guys. I just can't wait. Bryce, tell us all the ways we can watch these fantastic videos.
Yeah, wonderful. If you hit us up on Facebook.com/AndreaAndBryce, there's a full list. We encourage you to leave comments below us. Again, our whole trajectory is based on the model of let's hear from you. And based on those comments, you got to leave one in order for it to count, like voting. You know, that's where we want to take our show, where you want it to go. We expect and anticipate a wonderful lineup of, you know, guest experts, including yourself. But people like Dr. Andrew Weil, Dr. Sanjay Gupta, Dr. Mehmet Oz himself, some folks you may not have heard of, like Rob Wolf, for example, who's a paleo expert.
Oh,
we're
going to
pivot and, you know, sort of pit him up against, you know, James Aspie, who is a vegan enthusiast, and you know,
nice,
see what they have to say. And meanwhile, Andrea and I will sit back and moderate. I mean, it's going to be a really exciting, fun time. We're also going to be living very soon on YouTube. So if you go to YouTube and within their search, you go to Andrea and Bryce, then you'll find us there as well. And leave your footprint, leave those comments.
Yeah, I've been looking at the comments, and you guys are so engaging and you get right back to people. It's just fantastic. I want to thank NeoCell. They're our sponsor this month. And looking at both of you, I'm guessing you take your collagen, because I don't know if people know this, but as we age, we do lose collagen. So it's very important. NeoCell's number one collagen. They're number one in Nutra Cosmetics, and they're just fantastic. You can find them at NeoCell.com. Andrea, this was super fun. I love interviewing you.
I know. What a change, right? It was super fun. I'm not going to have to interview you next for your book. There you go. You see?
Yay! Yeah, I'm super excited. I'll get you both copies. This has been so much fun. Bryce, thank you so much. It's been so fun getting to know you.
Oh, my wonderful pleasure. Thank you so much. Good luck on your book. I expect that it'll only do incredibly well. And yes, collagen, definitely something we'll be talking about. 80% of your body, you know, 20%, you know, of your, or rather 80% of your skin, but 20% of your overall body mass is made from it. We need to support that.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Well, I want to thank everyone for listening today. I want to thank Bryce and Andrea, and please check them out. Facebook.com/AndreaAndBryce/. They're fantastic. You'll find them on YouTube soon. These videos are incredible, and I'm just so thrilled they were able to come on and talk about this. If you want to find us, you can find us at Andrea Donsky, at Radio, at Your Radio MD, and at Health Media Gal 1. Thank you so much for listening. Stay well.